WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The wildfire emergency in Los Angeles continues, and the hot, dry Santa Ana wind that powered the first fires is howling again.
Those red flag warnings actually go all the way down to the Mexican border. We saw a couple spot fires even in the San Diego County mountains. So we'll be keeping an eye on all of it. San Fernando Valley, back to Thousand Oaks, the western Santa Monica Mountains. We're watching really closely for wind gusts of 45 to even 70 miles per hour.
ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z. In custody in Phoenix, Jesse Kitagawa Jr., a convicted felon. Kitagawa is accused of selling a ghost gun to Glenn Litton, who shot and wounded two young kids at a school in Oroville, California this month before killing himself. Federal prosecutors told Ronald Green's family they will not bring charges in his 2019 death when Louisiana state troopers tased, punched, and dragged Green on a road, killing him. Family were told as officials are about to release the findings from a broader civil rights investigation. This is ABC News. They're haggling over the details, but Israel and the highest ranks of Hamas have agreed to the core elements of a ceasefire hostage release deal. Speaking in the Atlantic or to the Atlantic Council, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was interrupted by pro-Palestinian demonstrators.
Same time, we strengthened America's robust sanctions regime on Iran and delivered on President Biden's commitment.
You will forever be known.
Thank you. I respect your views. Please allow me to share mine.
Food recall. Grocery chain Aldi recalling 12.5 tons of frozen Cosma Mamita chicken and cheese taquitos after a customer reported finding a piece of metal in the chicken. The taquitos sold at Aldi's in 31 states with Best Buy dates of July 3rd and September 25th of this year. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that should be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badgers could make history tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has been around since 1898. And in that time, only three head coaches, Bud Forrester, Doc Meanwell, and Bull Ryan, had 200 or more career victories. If the Badgers beat Ohio State tonight at the Kohl Center, head coach Greg Gard would become the fourth. Gard's overall record stands at 199 and 110. Just one win away from 200, the Badgers are back in the top 25, ranked 24th in the nation. In the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings eliminated from the playoffs after losing to the Rams 27-9 on Monday Night Football. In Green Bay, a frustrated Tucker Kraft was asked what will he remember about this Packers season as he cleaned out his locker.
We couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their are ready to go home. Yeah. People talking about the off-season vacations, and we should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason. That's my opinion on it.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Seven-time Super Bowl champ and one-time husband, Tom Brady, has come under fire all year long for his on-air gaffes while providing color commentary during NFL games. During last week's game between the Packers and Eagles, Brady accidentally referred to the Eagles as the Phillies, then later in the broadcast referred to Packers running back Josh Jacobs as Brandon Jacobs. This comes on the heels of Brady forgetting the name of one of the teams that beat the Packers during a recent telecast. In addition to Brady misspeaking, when his broadcast partner talks to him, he often nods nods his head so much, a viewer could get vertigo. Yeah, he's not that great, but people on social media are losing their minds over his missteps. Word to the wise, if it's brilliant elocution you're looking for, don't try to find it on an NFL pregame broadcast from the guy who took shots to the head well into his middle age. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear but not as cold tonight, lows near zero. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of flurries in the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. Continued warming Thursday and Friday, temps well into the 30s before much colder air returns for the weekend. Currently, it's 10 above.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome author Jody Hinman into the studio. Then director Anders Lindwall joins the show to discuss his film Green and Gold. That's how you light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, hit me, cut it, dude.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we got a jam-packed show, as always, and we got a couple things we want to talk about before we bring on Ruth Ann of Buffalo. We have Bruce and Melanie Benjamin to discuss. They would not be moved in the enduring struggle of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe to keep the reservation, and that's at 6 p.m. on January 22nd at Next Chapter Bookstore, which is a sponsor, and we hear the ads here on AM 950, Haley.
Yeah, we do. Next Chapter Booksellers in St. Paul off of Snelling there is great, and they're going to be hosting Bruce White and Melanie Benjamin to talk about that book that they have about the Ojibwe Mille Lacs Band not being movable, really, and that's published by the Minnesota Historical Society Press, which is cool. We have known a few great works to come out of the Minnesota Historical Society Press, like Kathy Coates' book about the Ho-Chunk removal in Minnesota called To Banish Forever.
Yeah, you know what? That. You know, we were on Franklin Avenue at in doing that reading.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to All My Relations Arts and NACDI for hosting that book reading with Kathy Coates last year. That was fun and great turnout, too, by the way. So everyone, if you're in the area in St. Paul on Wednesday, January 22nd, again from at 6 p.m., you'll hear about the 1855 treaty set aside thousands of acres, and that was going to be the permanent home for the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. But for those members to hold on to that land, it required some resolute actions and unwavering commitment. You'll hear about that important volume details and how Indigenous communities repeatedly stood up for themselves and won against those overbearing pressures across decades.
You know, one of the things, one of our friends sent us an email, and I'm glad she did, but to remind us about February 14th, Haley, and I know that's a thing that we do, and there seems to be a lot of things going on that day, too, but it's definitely the march for the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives March that that happens every year, and we're going to have some guests on before that happens, but it's something really to talk about every week or every day.
Yeah, really, and it's something we do talk about and have a lot of guests that bring a lot of great information, like Anna Negretti from the MMIR Minnesota State Office and Juliet Rudy. But yeah, Valentine's Day every year in Minneapolis. There's the MMIR March, which is Missing and Murdered Indigenous Relatives. And we just all come together in community and honor our missing and murdered Indigenous women, girls, men, boys, Two-Spirit, and LGBTQI+ relatives on February 14th. That'll be from 11 to 2 p.m. at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. It is free and open to the public. You're encouraged to wear red, bring banners, posters, staffs, drums, and rattles, everything you have. This year is sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition, like previous years, as well as the Minneapolis American Indian Center, Indian Health Board, Minneapolis, MMIR State Office, NACTI, MIWRC, and Wake 'Em Up Productions, as well as Little Earth Protectors, Gatherings Cafe, and Metro Transit.
That's awesome and exciting. And let me just say that it's been happening every year for quite a few years. And the speakers and the people that come and talk are very moving, and it's worth coming. If you can't make it to the march part, make it to the afterwards, where we have a lot of heartfelt people speaking about the relatives that are missing, and some of them are still missing after many, many years. And it's definitely a thing that rattles the Native community because of the lack of awareness to our relatives out there that, you know, are watching the major news, and they're seeing this girl being kidnapped, and it's on every day, and she happens to have blue eyes and blonde hair, and we never hear anything from our own people, or happen to our own people, that happens way, way too much. And it's a daily occurrence, and there's a lot of reasons behind, and we'll get into that with some experts and guests in the coming weeks, Haley. But it's a shattering realization that that we're really third class citizens in this country, and they don't take a lot of our issues. They don't take our issues seriously, and so it's good to have this missing and murdered Indigenous relatives march, and it's every February 14th, and I know I'll be there, and it's just an amazing time and a very spiritual time too, because our relatives are there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know from last year's, it's always very moving. You have relatives come in from out of town who have lost family members who have been murdered or are still missing to this day. And it's really just about coming together, showing support from one another, especially our allies out there. It would mean a lot to have you stand in solidarity with us, especially during that march. And yeah, I know hearing the stories are emotional, but also very powerful. And together we can work on ways, solutions, and how to combat this epidemic, really, that's going on across Turtle Island in our communities.
Yeah. One year when our Uncle Bernie Sanders, was running for president, his wife was there marching with us, and it was amazing to meet her and interview her. She was on the show. And then we also have a crew because our BIPOC relatives in Chicago have the same issue. And we had an African-American group there that comes every year, too, to support and also talk about their relatives that are missing. And it's weird. It's one of those Native things that's a celebration, but it's not really a celebration. And you see people, and you see people in the community, and you see and feel the grieving of the community too at the same time.
Yeah, and like mentioning, more stories being told today around the issue of MMIR. Like I want to say, like, some representation was seen in this season's True Detective with Jodie Foster, and Jodie Foster had mentioned it a little bit, and how she thanked the stories of Indigenous people in Alaska for sharing what they did.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an amazing thing. And I bring this up all the time, Haley, and I'm totally paraphrasing this, but I remember seeing State Representative Heather Keeler speak at the Capitol, and her talk in front of thousands of people was saying that she told her sons that she would never leave them. So yeah. If she's disappeared or gone, please look for me.
Yeah, you know, and that's just something we have to say as Native women.
Yeah, and it's crazy that we do, and it really hit me in the heart that she had to, that she said that, but she also, like you said, have to say that. Hey, we have our good friend Ruth Ann of Buffalo coming up next, and it's always good to get updates and see her and talk and get updates. So, hey, this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back, Haley, after this short break.
Stay with us.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex, recording sexual acts without permission, hurting someone because of their sexual orientation, ripping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger, purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Support comes from the Walker Arts Center.
Winter evenings may be dark, but the skies shine with stars. Join the Walker this February for pop-up planetarium experiences. First Nations astronomer Wilfred Buck Cree will lead a guided experience focused on Indigenous star lore and celestial traditions on February 13th. Gallery admission is free every Thursday night and free every day for members and citizens of tribal nations. Learn more at walkerart.org. That's walkerart.org.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 1994, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526, 612-919-5526, or autotech.org.
Step into the world of movement and Native culture at Nimiwin, now showing at All My Relations Arts. Nimiwin is translated as Everyone Dance. This moving multimedia exhibition, curated by Josie Hoffman, delves into the connection between movement and identity, drawing inspiration from dance and powwow traditions. It showcases the work of Indigenous artists from Minnesota, emphasizing the fluidity of movement in our bodies, land, and community. Witness Nimiwin and its powerful expression on Indigenous art. On display now through January 18th at All My Relations Arts in Minneapolis.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Development Institute, or NACD, in Minneapolis.
Hey, we are here with our friend Ruth Anna Buffalo, President and CEO of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. And we've had a long-standing relationship with you, Ruth, and coming on and giving us updates in what you're doing and important work that you've been involved with and being a doer for so many years. I mean, you're young, so it's not a lot of years, but it's a lot of years, Ruth.
Oh, maz gedads. Appreciate it. Dosha, good to see both of you.
Right on. Hey, I want to dig deep in a couple things here, but before we do that, I would love for you to remind our listeners some of the programs that Minnesota Indian Women Resource offers to our Native community here.
Yeah, we have 7 different programs underneath our umbrella. We have family services that provides care group support for grandparents raising grandchildren. We have kinship workers who offer that support as well. And then we have family life skills, parenting classes, and home visits. We have an equal liaison that advocates in the courts to keep everybody together and safe. And we also have traditional birthing with doulas and traditional healing with a traditional healing practitioner. And we have NUJMO, which is She Heals, and that includes domestic violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, providing support to anybody who has experienced gender-based violence. We have a learning center that helps train individuals to be more culturally competent or culturally aware, culture doing a lot of, they do a lot of substance use disorder workshops and prevention. And we have Section 8 housing HUD manager on board. And I'm trying to think by location again. I feel like I'm, oh, drop-in center. Drop-in center, you know, helps our relatives who are unsheltered at this time, and helps provide services and shower resources, clothes, and a place to sleep during the day.
Yeah, that's so important always, but I mean, it's below zero here in Minnesota right now, and we really have to put some tobacco out and say a prayer for our unsheltered relatives that are out there. And but the great work that you guys are doing to help them, and that's all we ask. Are there any updates for any weekly programming that's happening?
Yeah, business as usual weekly programming. We have sexual assault and domestic violence, human trafficking groups are going to be combined and kind of re-messaged to renamed to women's empowerment groups. And then let's see what else. We just had our monthly all staff meeting yesterday, and yeah, we're just, you know, moving along. We have the top two floors 3 and 4 under construction, and those are slated to open to tenants on July of 2025. And so we're gearing up for more services to be provided underneath our umbrella, and we're looking forward to those partnerships and ongoing partnerships. We do have an event taking place this Saturday, Sunday, January 19th, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the community room or the gym. There will be material and food to create some, you know, like blankets. It's a time to come together, share community space centered around the good nature of gathering to support one another in our community. For more information, please reach out to Umbaji. She's at 612-728-2037. And Umbaji is such a bright light. We're really thankful to have her and also our traditional practitioner on board. Umbaji is a traditional birthing director. She has amazing staff. She also has Sophie Hunter, who is a dynamic young lady who's assisting all of us across the board.
That's totally awesome. And when we talk, I get chills about seriously about the great work that you guys do. And I want to get into another discussion here, but before we do that, can we send out where we can find out more information, but also to support Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here in the Twin Cities?
Sure. Go to miwrc.org, and you'll be linked to our LinkedIn, our Instagram, and our Facebook page. So www.miwrc.org. Mads Gidads, thank you.
Awesome. Well, switching gears right now, Ruth Anna Buffalo here, President and CEO of Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center here in the Twin Cities. I want to have you maybe take that hat off for a moment here and talk a little bit about our relative, Leonard Peltier, our uncle. We have only really 5 days for the president to make a clemency for him. And I know that over 100 tribal leaders have reached out to him in the last week. Let's say a big prayer for our uncle.
Yes, for sure. Continue putting public pressure on President Joe Biden to release our relative, our elder, Leonard Peltier. He remains in poor health, you know, his health is failing. And so as a result, you know, vision loss. And so we just need to help get him back to the Turtle Mountains in North Dakota, to where he can be with his family and community.
Yeah, absolutely. And people out there, message the president and let him know that you want clemency for Leonard Peltier. I always am remiss when we talk, Ruth, to ask you what you'd like to talk about. So what would you like to talk about in the next 4 minutes? And if it's only one subject, talk really slow. No, I'm just kidding.
Gosh, something uplifting.
I think I see behind you, you have people working at Minnesota Indian Women's Resource Center. It looks like they're getting clothing together for our unsheltered relatives.
Yeah, yep. We opened the doors again this week due to the cold snap or the cold weather. And so we are sticking to the same schedule that we had last week, Monday at 5 p.m. through Wednesday at noon. We're looking for more volunteers, donations. You can also donate at our website, miwrc.org/donate. Super thankful for everybody who has been sharing the link and encouraging others to donate. Because it's all volunteer, but it would be good to help, you know, pay the individuals or compensate the individuals who are going above and beyond to help keep the doors open so that we can provide support and care to our relatives.
Yeah, absolutely. Our producer, Haley Cherry, always has great questions. And I'm wondering, Haley, if you have any statements or questions for our relative here, Ruth Anna Buffalo?
Well, you know, just I'm so thankful to have you in community and have you here for almost a year now, coming up in March. And just grateful for all the programming that you offer our community and excited to see what's next to come at MIWRC in the new year. And do you want to shout out a little bit? I know you guys are hosting the screen printing on February 12th before the MMIWR March.
Yes, and I believe that is sort of like a tradition, becoming like a tradition that MIWRC assists with. So we're welcoming all the relatives to come by on February, was it 12th? February 12th.
Yeah.
To do screen printing and prepare for the march to honor and remember our relatives who are stolen, and the families, always remembering the families who are still searching, advocating for answers and finding the answers they deserve on where their loved ones are. So yeah, that's will be nice to be in community here versus like driving down from Fargo already
right
here. So, but yeah, it's looking forward to that, and yeah.
That's all right. That's right. You do come down here every year before you move to the Twin Cities. That's we were talking earlier too that I got to meet Bernie's wife 1 year. She was down here.
Oh yeah,
that was
yeah.
Really.
So this I think will be the first march, if I remember correctly. Forgive me, I'm not from here, but if memory serves me correct, this will be the first time the march will have taken place since then. Since when Bernie was running for president, I believe, because the pandemic happened, right? And then it's been at alternate locations because of the Indian Center being under construction. So it's going to be pretty cool. And I was at a public safety meeting today, a subcommittee underneath the Metro Urban Indian Directors Group. And they talked, NIDA Medicine Crow is coordinating and a part of the planning committee. And she shared they're also putting a call out for people to come and put up a booth and provide resources and information, like informational booth. So, and all of that will be in the Indian Center this year. And that's where the march will start and end. And there will be a meal afterwards.
Yeah. And speeches too. I do believe it was still happening, but it was at a different place. And this will be the first time I'll be back at the Minnesota, the Indian Center on Franklin, the beautiful building where it's really becoming a hub of a lot of activities again.
Yes.
Ruth, thank you so much for coming on. It means a lot to us, and our listeners love you. And so we really appreciate you coming on and speaking your truth and talking about the great work you're doing here in the Twin Cities.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The wildfire emergency in Los Angeles continues, and the hot, dry Santa Ana wind that powered the first fires
is howling again.
Those red flag warnings actually go all the way down to the Mexican border. We saw a couple spot fires even in the San Diego County mountains. So we'll be keeping an eye on all of it. San Fernando Valley, back to Thousand Oaks, the western Santa Monica Mountains. We're watching really closely for wind gusts of 45 to even 70 miles per hour.
ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z. In custody in Phoenix, Jesse Kitagawa Jr., a convicted felon. Kitagawa is accused of selling a ghost gun to Glenn Litton, who shot and wounded two young kids at a school in Oroville, California this month before killing himself. Federal prosecutors told Ronald Green's family they will not bring charges in his 2019 death when Louisiana state troopers tased, punched, and dragged Green on a road, killing him. Family were told as officials are about to release the findings from a broader civil rights investigation. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers could make history tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has been around since 1898. And in that time, only three head coaches, Bud Forrester, Doc Meanwell, and Bull Ryan, had 200 or more career victories. If the Badgers beat Ohio State tonight at the Kohl Center, head coach Greg Gard would become the fourth. Gard's overall record stands at 199 and 110. Just one win away from 200, the Badgers are back in the top 25, ranked 24th in the nation. In the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings eliminated from the playoffs after losing to the Rams 27-9 on Monday Night Football. In Green Bay, a frustrated Tucker Kraft was asked what will he remember about this Packers season as he cleaned out his locker.
We couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their shit up, ready to go home. Yeah. People talking about the offseason vacations, and we should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason. That's my opinion on it.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Doors lead singer Jim Morrison was found dead in a bathtub in 1971. Some believe he faked his own death. A new docuseries, Before the End, Searching for Jim Morrison, takes a closer look at the rock star who was only 27 when he fled to Paris, supposedly to get away from fame. Director Jeff Finn features Morrison's brother Andy and his sister Anne, as well as archival footage as he dives deep into the singer's life and death. The three-episode documentary can be streamed on Apple TV for $7.99. Stop the presses. Robert De Niro will be playing a gangster in a new mob film. If that's not fun enough, De Niro's rival gangster in said mob film will be played by Robert De Niro. The film Alto Nights will tell the story of a 1950s dispute between legendary New York gangsters Frank Costello and Vito Genovese, who were once best friends but became adversaries. The film will be directed by Barry Levinson. How great would it be if De Niro received an Oscar and a Razzie for the same movie? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clear but not as cold tonight, lows near zero. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of flurries in the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. Continued warming Thursday and Friday, temps well into the 30s before much colder air returns for the weekend. Currently, it's 10 above.
Hi, I'm Michael Friedman, CEO of Simple Life Hospitality. Let us take the hassle out of vacation rental property management. We'll maximize your earnings and handle every detail from cleaning to maintenance and repairs. For guests, enjoy a stay that feels like home with hand-selected properties, personal touches like local recommendations, and extras like concierge service that will make your trip unforgettable. Whether you're a homeowner or a traveler, experience the Simple Life. Visit SimpleLifeRentals.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our old friend Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, is along and helps us answer the question, what's worse, cilantro or the Kardashians? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ah, 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 ah.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Historical Society, preserving and sharing Minnesota's heritage for the benefit of all Minnesotans.
Hey, we are here with our friend Rita Arndt, and she's the program and outreach manager with Native American Initiatives at the Minnesota Historical Society. Welcome, Rita. Really good to see you.
Hello, Robert. Hello, Haley. How are you doing?
Doing good. Hey, I just wanted to, before we get into talking to you, I just wanted to say a big peeny geegee. This is our ninth season on Native Roots Radio, and having you as a partner and a guest is really, I just want to say a big peeny geegee, because the only way we do a good show, other than all of Haley's hard work, is that we have great guests like you.
Well, I'm glad to be a part of it. It's been fun, and it's always fun to talk with the team, because I do bring it up. We have our staff meetings on Tuesday, and I'm like, what should I talk about? Before I said to Haley, so it's a group effort.
Well, and Haley helps me so much. As you know, we don't try it. You know, it's like the Wizard of Oz. We don't want to talk about the person behind the curtain that much. But Haley does a great job to vet out your discussion, so I know what's going on.
Thank you, Robert. Peeny Kiki. I just kind of take Rita's topics and I put them in question form for you.
Thank you so much. Hey, it's here's one of the statements. It's happy 2025, and did you have a great holiday break? I know we haven't seen you in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it was great. It was nice and restful, and unfortunately I got sick like so many other people did, but I'm feeling better now. So I was like, I hope both of yours was well too, and that you've been staying away from the sickness, because I know it's still going around.
Yeah, we over here at the Pilot Mansion, we had a Christmas sickness, and then Wendy had I had like 48-hour flu, and she had like twice as long as that, but we're all better now, and it was pretty devastating that we got the norovirus mm-hmm. flu we had.
Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully, I just got back from New York, so hopefully, I know a lot of people that travel get sick too, so hopefully I'll be okay and not get my dog sick here, because her and I are hanging out.
Yes, I hope you don't get your dog sick either.
Hey, you know, we talked a little bit about reconnecting our roots, the program, and that you offer. Can you remind our listeners out there who can be a part of this program and how to apply?
Sure. Our Reconnecting Our Roots is our teen program that we offer at the Minnesota Historical Society, targeted for Native teens, specifically in high school, to be able to learn more about their history and culture. So sometimes we do meet at the History Center in St. Paul, but there's also, we'll go to the James J. Hill House to do some art activities. We'll go have a cooking demo and stuff like that. And you can go to our website, to mnhs.org/NAI, to find more information about Reconnecting Our Roots and how to apply.
You know, there's some exciting news going on at the Minnesota Historical Society, and I am a big fan of podcasts, and I know you have one that's called Minnesota Unraveled, and that's kind of reminds me of, how I feel sometimes, but it's a great name of it. name of a podcast.
Yeah, so the Minnesota Historical Society has like finally decided to become part of the podcast crew, and I'm like super excited about it, and they just started it not too long ago, and I just wanted to share it with all of your listeners too, because they're really interested in talking about the different histories of Minnesota that people don't know about. And to really, that's why the unraveling, to really talk with experts in those specific fields, people from the community, to really get those first person stories, and like to really also use our historic evidence to talk about these different things. And it's just really fun. And the one that I'm excited about that had just come out is about the history of bison in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And it's their first two-parter too, which I think is really exciting, because I'm like, of course they need two parts to talk about the buffalo, because they should.
Right. Well, and they were here, and now there's tribes are bringing them back and have been on again, off again the last 10, 15 years. And that's really exciting. And it's a lot of work though, too.
Yeah, in the podcast, it dives deep into that, thinking about what the cultural landscape of Minnesota looked like prior to colonization and using what those early explorers talked about when they came across the bison and the buffalo and what that looked like, and really thinking about what that reintroduction looks like for our communities, because it's not an easy transition to just be like, oh, here's the bison. We need to get the prairies back. We need to make sure that they have a place to sustain and to thrive. And that the landscape has changed so much since they were almost eradicated. So they dive deep into that. And I really appreciate that as well.
You know, during, you know, we were talking about the show started 9 years ago, and during Standing Rock, we were down there one weekend. We went long weekends, Wendy and I, and brought supplies. And just in the middle of the day, out of the clear blue, there was like 150 to 200 bison that just went flying by. And it was just, you could feel it. It was, you could feel it in your heart. You could feel it and hear it and see it. It was unbelievable sight. These majestic animals is unbelievable.
And I think that's something that a lot of people just assume, that buffalo were out more out west, and not understanding like that they did live in what is now Minnesota, and they had a space here, even in not all the prairie spaces too. They were in the woods as well. So it's kind of weird to think about because you're so used to this imagery. So I really appreciate that they talk about that, all different aspects of our history, how Minnesota ties with the buffalo, and including Native Voices as well.
Yeah, well, we'll be excited to listen to that. And I know Haley will share it on Native Roots Radio Facebook page. And when it comes out, she does a great job of putting out information on our page here, and it'll be great to listen to, and maybe we can get some of the guests on to promote that and have you take over the show and grill them.
I was like, I don't know about that. We have our senior historian, Chantel Rodriguez, at the Historical Society. She's the host of the podcast, and she, one, has a very soothing voice, but she's also a great collaborator. I'm lucky to be able to work with her on so many projects, and it's a great thing. So to be able to see and how she's working with this podcast and like helping her reach communities, that's another thing. We're actually meeting tomorrow morning to talk about the next episodes, to think about topic ideas, who we should talk about, all these things. And I was thinking about coming on here and be like, you know what, we should talk about Ho-Chunk history, and who would be better to talk about that than you, Mr. Pilot?
Yeah. And with the book that came out, Haley mentioned earlier in the show too about Banish, which the numbers came in after a year and were astounding, how many books that were sold by Kathy Coates, and just the support that the Minnesota Historical Society had on that whole story and her story about, you know, it was a college paper for her master's and turned into a book, and a really popular book for the Minnesota Historical Society and Kathy.
Yeah, and that's something that us at MNHS, they want to be able to have those collaborations more, to be able to get the right people telling the right stories and understanding, you know, and be like, maybe it's not the you know, the people that you think about that are, you would normally think about, are the ones who actually know all of the details and can really dive deep into those conversations. So I think having places like the press and the podcast to be able to just go a little deeper than what we can do in some of our exhibits and other spaces, that to share our history, because it's so vast.
I love history too. And you have to read it by working there. I really love history, and it's not a straight line. There's a lot of curves and angles and things like that to get where we are. And I always think of my life too, connecting the dots backwards. It's amazing when you do that, but as a whole state doing that, it's daunting. But you guys have been doing it for quite a few years, and it sounds like you're going to get more information out and make it easier for people to delve into our history here in Minnesota.
Yeah, I love podcasts. So I think, and they're nice and digestible episodes too. They're not too long. So it's like you get a little deep dive into these topics. So I look forward to what else we can incorporate. And maybe I was like, I have a feeling I'm going to get roped into being part of it at some point. But at the same time, I have, you know, like I have a lot of knowledge, especially about Ojibwe and what my White Earth Nation to really share some of those stories. And there's so many neat stories in our communities that I just want to share. And so I look forward to that opportunity to be able to do that in different spaces.
Yeah. And there's not only reminding the Native community about a history like from White Earth and Ho-Chunk and Dunhuaq and Sioux and all the 11 tribes that are here, but to our allies that really appreciate real news as opposed to fake news, but to real history about really the way things were, because it's amazing. You know, I had no idea, and I know I heard this years ago, but a lot of our main roads in Minnesota were main roads for our Native relatives, and they just latched onto them and paved over them. But they've been using the same roads for centuries and centuries.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of influence on thinking about just place names, for example, and thinking of where some of our cities are named after. There's so many indigenous words that I don't think people realize are indigenous. And some of them have become a little very Americanized. Mm-hmm. But you can come back to be like, well, why did they name it this? And then, oh, that's an Ojibwe word. Cool. And what does that mean? And thinking about that connection. And usually it ends up being just a description of the area, like White Earth is Gwaba Begunakug, White Earth. I mean, it's a little deeper than that, but at the same time, it's just very descriptive of what the land was like up there. So I think I love all that kinds of stuff because I just think it's neat. And it's a way for people to connect to on those spaces. Haley?
Always good. Put two fingers up.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, now I'm back. Sorry.
Oh, I can't hear. Haley, you're muted.
I do have sound back. I lost it.
Oh, hey, this is Native Roots Radio. We'll be right back. Oh.
A home that needs new everything. Plus the kitchen sink. Life math is complicated. Affinity Plus makes it easier. With great rates on a home equity line of credit, we make tackling home projects less stressful. Visit affinityplus.org/rates to learn more today. Affinity Plus Federal Credit Union. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
Hi, I'm Mary T, inviting you to experience our integrative Mary T Health and Wellness Center, offering physical, occupational, speech, and lymphedema therapies. Experience our guided imagery, meditation, Tibetan medicine, dry needling, massage services, including cupping and oncology massage. Sign up for our free wellness screenings and learn more at MaryTWellness.com. All major health insurance providers are accepted. Come for therapy. Experience wellness.
Greg Bakken here. I've told you about the Out of the World roast beef sandwiches at Maverick's Real Roast Beef, but I haven't told you about their Philly steak sandwiches, turkey bacon avocado sandwich, BLT, crispy chicken, fish sandwiches, brisket, or pulled pork. Okay, you get the idea. They make a lot of delicious food to the same standard as their famous roast beef sandwiches, and now I'm starving. I'm going to go to Maverick's Real Roast Beef off Lexington and Roseville, and you need to go too. Check out their menu at mavericksbeef.com.
Hi, this is Governor Walz. Thank you for listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
I saw Rita thought it. She thought the howl. I saw that.
I did.
Right on. Hey, we're with Rita Arndt, Program and Outreach Manager with Native American Initiatives at the Minnesota Historical Society. Welcome back. And I want you to address maybe the address of the Minnesota History Center and talk a little bit maybe, how can tribal members get in the History Center for free? And
That's a loaded question.
Just drop your name, right?
I mean, I am happy to host anybody. So if you want to reach out to me, please let me know. And I'm happy to get folks into the History Center for free. The History Center is our main location. It's located in St. Paul off of Kellogg Boulevard, 345 West Kellogg Boulevard. You can see it off the highway from 94. We're positioned between the cathedral and the Capitol. So it's a very nice view from either way. But more importantly, the free nights are on Thursday nights. So then you don't even have to drop my name. You can just come on Thursday nights and see our exhibits and enjoy some programming and whatnot.
That's awesome. Hey, you know, there's an exhibit now called Our Home Minnesota that features and highlights the work of a Minnewaukan Dakota artist, Cole Redhorse Taylor. Can you talk a little bit about that? I know there was some cool information because Haley, the producer here, is a big hockey fan, and I know there was some things happening with Cole and his artistry.
So we've had a great relationship with Cole over the years. He has participated in several of our programs, including the Artist in Residence program. And he also was a museum fellow at one point, too. So we've had a relationship with him for a long time, and I greatly appreciate it. And he always shows up for us. He'll even be part of the teen program that's coming up. So I really like working with him. But we needed to do some updates for Our Home Native Minnesota, which just celebrated its 5-year anniversary. And we are having a case of Cole's work. And it's the first time that some of these pieces have been on display. And we have pieces from his residency, which he focused on pucker-toed moccasins. But we also have some of his ledger art that we're going to have out. And the most exciting bit, which I think is most exciting for some people, I'm not a hockey fan as much, is we have one of the helmets that Cole designed for the Minnesota Wild, the goalie Marc-André Fleury, who is Canadian, French-Canadian, who has an Indigenous wife. So he is an ally. And we are going to have that on display. And I think that's just really neat because we were able to get that as part of the collections to really tell that story too, and to highlight some of the work that Cole does. So I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, that was really cool. And I remember when that came out, it was a huge deal. It was all over the papers and in the internet. That's really cool to have that. And the mask was purchased for like $35,000. What can you tell anything about that by the American Indian Family Center in St. Paul?
Sorry, Haley. I was like, it was the auction was set up for fundraising for the American Indian Family Center. So that got auctioned off. So the Historical Society put a bid on and we happened to win. And it was able to support. So I think that was like honestly the best thing for us to be able to acquire a piece to continue our relationship with Cole in our collections and also to support the community as well.
Yeah, definitely. And American Indian Family Center is huge here and has great history here in the Twin Cities in St. Paul. And it's just a very cool and interesting how, again, connecting the dots where this Minnesota Wild goalie, Marc Fleury, his wife's Indigenous, and how that fits with the art and the mask. And now you guys have it and are going to be showing it. It's just I don't know. I always have a smile after talking to you and the work that you guys are doing down there. Really, it's just it's breathtaking, really. I mean, going down there and the history and the stories, and you have a great life there if you like history. And I know you do, Rita.
I do. I love history and I love being able to share these stories too and get them out with community. I think like I'm so excited about Cole's case because it'll be in the center of where we talk about Dakota homelands. And a lot of his work has been really revitalizing that Dakota floral work. And that is, it's on the helmet, but it's also like part of the moccasins. It's part of his ledger work to see how it changes over time. And we have some historic pieces too that have that same beadwork to really talk about the continuation of the style and the ideas and everything and the connection to the land as well. So it's just, it's really exciting to be able to expose other people and to like kind of change how people can perceive like Native art. It's on a hockey helmet, you know, like no, right. Like, so I just think it's a fun way. And it's a fun story too, because we know the Fleury, he got fined for wearing it. So that's also a interesting story too, that he still, you know, he was like, whatever, I'll take the fine, because I want to wear this to celebrate my wife and my children. So that's also like great, a fantastic story to share.
It is. It really is. And so we only got a couple minutes here left. What else would you like to bring up here that's happening? And again, we have listeners from all over the country. It's really easily accessed off, like you said, off 94. Mm-hmm. And you can see it. And there's it's beautiful, too. And we jokingly talk about this a lot when we're inside the building. There's so many great historical, like the Capitol, you can see really well. The windows, I mean, people that designed the building, it's an amazing building.
Yeah, it's a beautiful space, and there's more than, I was like very biased to all the Native content, but we have more stuff going on too. There's a girlhood exhibit, and we're always changing up other things and having programming. So please come visit us for free on Thursday nights. And also check out the podcast Minnesota Unraveled, because if you're not from here or you can't make it to the cities, you can still learn more about Minnesota history through that podcast.
And as we know, this is one of the coolest cities and states in the world. So we love it here in Minnesota. Just a little cold today, though, but that keeps the bad people out, what Prince used to say.
Yep, that's what I shared with folks today. I was like, it's all right, because Prince said it keeps the bad people out. And so we want this, even though it's a little bit of a struggle today.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Rita, I really appreciate you coming on. As always, it's good to see you. And thank you for being part of our ninth season. And it's great to have you. And it's great to have great guests like you on. I really appreciate you.
Well, Minguich, it's good to see you and Haley as well.
Right on. That's Rita Arndt, and a program and outreach manager with the Native American Initiative at the Minnesota Historical Society. Wow, great information, Haley. I love the Minnesota Historical Society.
I know, me too. They're always doing fun stuff. And Rita said too, their teen program, Reconnecting Our Roots, they did extend that deadline. So if you have a teen or someone in high school that's able to get themselves to the Minnesota History Center in St. Paul on weekdays, check that out at the Minnesota Historical Society.
Yeah.
NAI, Native American Initiatives.
Yeah. Ooh, I like how you sung that. Hey, so one other quick thing too, we want to mention at the Next Chapter Booksellers, that book that We Would Not Be Moved, The Enduring Struggle of the Mlaak Band of Ojibwe to Keep Their Reservation. That's 6 p.m. Wednesday. So right after, you can drive there and listen to the show and show up to Next Chapter of Booksellers here on Snelling Avenue in St. Paul.
Yeah, and say Native Roots Radio on AM 950 sent ya. They'll love it.
Sent ya. Great show as always.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Did you know that art is actually good for you? We'll tell you all about it on the next New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. From your health to our economy, how art impacts you and your community.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Michael Lewis being held in Indianapolis on $50,000 bail, charged with stalking WNBAer Caitlin Clark.
Morning, Mr. Lewis.
55-year-old Michael Lewis charged with stalking for allegedly sending the 22-year-old Indiana Fever star multiple messages and posts via the platform X starting in mid-December. In one message, Lewis allegedly telling Clark that he drove around her house three times a day. And in another, he allegedly stated his plan to go to a game and sit behind her team's bench.
ABC's Ariel Reshef. About 3 hours after hundreds of South Korean anti-corruption police detained impeached President Yoon, their second attempt to detain him over a short-lived imposition of martial law that last month, the hot, dry Santa Ana wind that powered the current wildfire emergency in Los Angeles is blowing again. The right conditions to intensify more fires if they start. This is ABC News.